Surge Up with Dave Davidson. I'm talking to my dad, also known as Grandpa Popsy, and we're going to ask him things he doesn't like to hear, and he's going to question cliches and sayings. Dad, what's the first one you just don't understand? Why do people say such and such?
Well, they'll be saying something like, my mother-in-law went to the store, if you please. They add this extra, if you please, to different sentences. You hear it on TV all the time. Another thing that gripes me is that people on TV are constantly moving their arms and hands around when they talk. And I don't know, but I don't do that. And I'm not around people that do that.
Well, it sounds like you're taking the proper safety precautions, Dad. You know, Dad, you moved to Iowa about 5 or 6 years ago, and you noticed three things about many Iowa women, not my wife. They're not necessarily derogatory, but they are on the unflattering side. But, Dad, I got to admit, you're a great psychologist, sociologist. Would you please tell me what those three observations are, if you please?
Well, the women that are over age 50, they all have white hair, and they cut their hair very short, and most of them wear glasses. And by the way, I also noticed when my son got married over 25 years ago that even teenagers in Iowa working at fast food restaurants, most of them wear glasses. So there's some kind of a mineral deficiency here in Iowa that causes people to have white hair and have to wear glasses.
I think it's because the caucus political, you know, entourage comes through every 4 years. Could be why we need glasses here in Iowa. Dad, let's go back to phrases. It's like Jeopardy. Phrases and cliches people don't know why they use for 400, Alex. Can you think of another one? And then please do your best to gripe at us and really undercut the meaning why we'd ever say it again.
Well, I'm having to... That's the main one that I hate is when people add that extra thing on there, if you please. You hear it all the time?
I do not hear it. I don't hear it at all unless you're complaining about it.
I listen to the radio a lot, and I hear it on the radio all the time. He went to town to get some groceries, if you please.
Okay, well, you listen to the radio a lot. What are some dumb things people say when they first, like, call into a host, or maybe the host repeats himself? I don't like repetitive things. What don't you like repetitive on the radio, Dad? Please enlighten us.
Well, I don't know why people call into radio shows. They need to get a life. I don't call into radio shows.
But you listen to them. What level of needing a life is that?
That's because I don't like to listen to music that much. One of my favorite radio shows is Handle on the Law. Bill Handle out of, the radio station in Los Angeles. He's live every Saturday morning giving advice about legal problems, where he says that he gives marginal legal advice, but he's very sarcastic, but very brilliant also.
Well, I like that. We're not going to give the call letters, Dad. They're not a partner station of ours. I'm really glad that you like sarcasm. You need to up your game on that. And it's kind of like if he's not a lawyer, but he gives marginal law advice. That's like me when I'm an amateur chiropractor. You know, I don't have the degree. I don't charge people, but they take a chance when I adjust their back. Dad, listening to the radio and then making fun of people calling in the radio, isn't that kind of like the guy who doesn't fish but watches the fishing channel on his couch?
It could be. But as far as Bill Handel, he is a lawyer.
Okay, well, I don't know if you can prove that in a court of law. Well, that's all the time we have, Dad, to make fun of people on this podcast. We thank you for your wit, your charm, your good looks, and for my honesty. Take care. God bless. Rock on and surge up.